no hurry. Ain't no time.
last week's run through the formula.
Dude.
What aspects of my ratio and perspective were off that
okay.
gave the projected too far?
Okay. The way you were counting the blocks over between the distance between the two tangents.
Yeah.
Okay. You want to give attention and you want to make sure, because that was the easiest thing to make precise, because it could be anything you said it was. Right.
Yes. Well, it was 29 days.
Right.
29 days, and I went over 1, 2, 3, 4. Every block was 2 days, so I went over.
And it took exactly twice as long for you to hit the point. Right.
Here I'll go. I think it took like 5 more days. One second.
Well, if it's 5 more days, then that'll be inclusive of leap year. If it took 5 more days, then you would look at how you scaled the tops and the bottoms of your boxes, which is simple because that's just a straight line. Your vibration, your container, your field that you're working in on a flat, plain piece of paper, you have to be very exact from the point of exactly how you're scaling it. Because, see, we say do it any way you want to do it. It doesn't make any difference. Because now you can work it backwards and see exactly where the pinpoints hit. Do you see?
So,
it's easy to know what your size is and go get clothes your size if you know what your size is. But if you don't know what your size is, try some on. Now you know the confines of what size you are, and you're trying to fit clothes to you. And that's what this triangulation formula will do. It'll let you know what you wear.
So my tangent was too far to the right or too far to the left?
Well, did it take longer or shorter to get your answer?
It took longer.
So therefore,
the day I was projecting was the 2nd of August,
uh-huh.
and it hit the price on the 9th. The end price, the price that was projected was 1.1899, and the pounce was got to 1.1899 on the 9th.
Maybe it's
just the way that this is rolling over.
I think you're right, because if you look at the number of days that you're off, and you counted each day as 2 days, and you're off by an odd number, that's the tail. See, that becomes the tail, because what you want to do is you want to look at your angles. You check those; they're okay. You check your amplitude. You check that it's okay. You've hit the mark. That's okay.
Yeah, I'm off by 7 days.
So if you're five days off. Well, if it's 7 and each day counted as 2, you should have a perspective there, don't you? If each day counted as 2 in a 30-day cycle, and you were off by 7, that's exactly, instead of each day being 2 days, each day was what, a day and 3/4?
Each block or each day?
There's no difference to us.
Each block was a day and 3/4 is what you're saying.
Well, and you can calculate that now, baby. See, that's the fun of it. You're on it. You're in like Flynn. Now you're on it. So between your two tangents, all you got to do is play with that formulation. Now, remember, we beat you to death about the formula. And we didn't say anything about it. We said no formula, no formula, no formula. Until you do it, then you can have your formula. So now you're adjusting your perspective and ratio based on an outcome that now they say is. Okay? And if you can do that, then what happens is you can see exactly what took place. And once you do that, you adjust your formula accordingly. So apparently when you mark each day as 2 days from your bias that you set, we don't care how you set it, make very sure and close that the second tangent, that that distance is actually calculatable exactly. Here's what we mean. Here's what we mean.
It was 3 days each block.
Well,
we did 29 divided by 3.
That's
and I moved
ticket.
Over 9.6 blocks.
There's your ticket. Wasn't that easy? Now, you've been beating the shit out of yourself for a week over this, and it was just
But how should that have
to,
changed?
Well, it should have changed
how
because it moved time. It moved.
No, like I was trying, yes, but I was trying to project for August the 2nd.
Uh-huh.
And that projection was 29 days away from the A, from August, from July the 4th.
Right.
So how should I have set out my tangent in order to get the correct answer?
Okay. You missed it by exactly a third, correct?
In terms of days or in terms of prices? In terms of price?
No. And you're trying to get A2. Our only conversation is you know what A1 is, and you're trying to find out what A2 is. So you got the answer. Hooray. Now, since you know what that was, look at the differential between the span that it actually took and the span that you applied to it that you were calculating. Because your calculation was right. You were just off in your time frame. So divide out exactly what each day should have been to hit the mark exactly and look at what you did to verify that space, and you'll have your answer. And that becomes the tweaking. That's the tweaking. That's the tweaking of your formula. Because remember, we've let you develop this, Nelson, beautifully. You develop it because we told you from itch, before you even knew you had a scratch, before itch, that this would be your formula, meaning that you would have to ask the questions and you would have to develop it because otherwise we become more powerful than you. And non-physical is not. Okay, well, give that another minute. You may have a different conversation there because we're loose in the chip body now. But that's okay. Take it for what it is. Come into your place of power by allowing your non-physical to assist you in that gauge. We would even say, once you get good at this, okay, you could literally measure or guesstimate. Remember how you average or what do you call when you round up? Okay, once you get good at this, you can round up and adjust it ever how you want to adjust it. No problem, and you will know. We would say measure the distance, the physical linear distance of what the actual day was and what you calculated and see what that difference is. Find that difference and work that into your formulation, and that'll tell you exactly what each day should have been calculated. And when you're able to do that, guess what, Nelson? With your accurate peaks and troughs, you'll be able to follow it each day, step by step by step by step by step by step by step. And you'll go, holy fuck, I could have made 30 trades and made money coming and going every single step of the way. So that's why we want you to look at what you got and how you got it and then work that back into your formula. And once you do that, then the knowing becomes prolific. See, we want you to know more than we want you to triangulate. But if you want to use triangulation, then you'd know, let's say, just take a note. On Monday, you'd know Dow Jones was 11,433.93. And then Tuesday, it'd be 10,809.95. And then bottom or open the day Wednesday would be 1,606.05. And then it would go up to 11,243.48. And then it would come back off and be 11,227.92. And then Thursday, it'd open up and it'd be 10,687.32. And then the next thing you know, you're dancing along, and you're at 11,228.67. That little bit of information right there, you can't triangulate that. And we say, oh, yes, you can. Just like in the morning, it's going to go down, 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 down. It has no choice. It's vibration. And you have all the information necessary in tandem to calculate and make those calls just with that alone, okay? Because it's all about the vibration. So what all we're saying is that distance that you hit your target, look at the gauge between your two tangents. You see, because what you were dancing with mostly was with before you were fretting with your Maybank rate. Okay, you were fretting with your Maybank rate. But then once you got that, then it's like, well, shit, I can't have that as an excuse anymore. Okay, so this has to work. And then you look at it, and you look at it, and you look at it, and you go, well, son of a bitch, it did work. Okay? Now, then you can show the process that you went through for it to work. And if that means that your ratio and perspective has to be looked at of achieving that exact canicled calculation of time, which is the easiest thing to matriculate at all, you can see exactly what each block should have been. And then you could use that as your gauge to do it again,
Oh, I see what you're saying. So basically, this is 9.6 blocks over. It actually took, instead of 29 days, it took 30, 31, 32, 33, 34, 35, 36. So basically go 36 divided by 9.6.
And what did you get?
And that should be... Oh, I did times. 36 divided by 9.6 is 3.75 days each block.
That 7.5 shows up, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Okay. So if that's what you use, now to be fair, you set this. Now you're saying, I don't know what the fuck you're talking about, but that's okay. You will. You set the multiplier, the capitulator. Remember, we said put the second tangent any crazy place you want. See? So now, once you've got that now, since you have that answer, we would say, okay, big boy, you're pretty smart. Now pull a B4, A4 tangent, which would be to the left of your original y-axis, remember?
Yeah.
And you can then prove what a future price before that was. Now that you've got your ratio and perspective in line, and if you run it backwards based on what you know now, and you go back 30 days before that, and you hit that number right on the head, you're going to go, holy fuck.
You don't care if next session we go through another equation, do you?
We do not. We do not at all. But now... To serve you. Now we've peaked it. Because the way you go at things, and we love this, we absolutely adore it, you go at it just like a dog on a bone. You are not going to turn loose of it till that bone is taken away from you or completely digested. And we like that. Stay after it. Stay. Growl, bark, you can even snap at Bob. It's all right with us. He's been dog bit before. He's young. He'll get over it. See? No problem. Then what happens is you kind of dance with this, dance with this, dance with this, to the point that it becomes fluid. and we'll play with you. We like playing with you to the point that you can get some perspective. But now the more you think about the first things that we said, the faster that that conclusion will be wrought by you. Now, that specifically means once you get comfortable, you'll have more precise, intricate details regarding your power that you are applying. So then you can kind of, then you can get fancy. See, we want you to learn to ice skate before you take on the entire NHL. You know what
yeah,
I mean?
Yeah, I see what you're saying. Well, keep I just want to feel, I want to feel confident. Like,
that's
I understand
right.
how I can gain some confidence by doing it in the and looking back in
yes.
the past, but I just want to gain some confidence that when I actually perform it, it's
mm-hmm.
it's correct for something that I don't know that's in the future, you know what I mean?
Well, and you've got all of the past to play with. When you
yeah,
have
exactly.
all of the past to play with, the future's not so daunting.
Also,
if you know that everything is vibrational.
Yes.
And you can prove that in your meat sack body. Do you know how?
No, how?
Okay, you have a normal sinus rhythm. You got a systolic and a diastolic blood pressure, in and out, pump, 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 pump,
uh-huh.
pump, pump. Well, if you get out of rhythm, they say you have heart trouble or arrhythmia.
Yep.
That's bad.
Yeah.
You want to have a balanced rhythm. Not too high, not too low, and not the difference too far between. They don't know what a good one is. They say an average, what you say, blood pressure. Well, all you're doing here is you're using a spinometer, that's not what you call it, but it's fun, to gauge what the highs and the lows are. That's just your frequency, Nelson.
Uh-huh.
See, when we say it that way, you go, well, motherfucker, that makes a lot of sense. It's a little high, it's a little low. It's what is the aperture of the normal rhythm vibrationally that I apply in my meat sack body. And then you find out that once you know what your blood pressure is, you can adjust and control it. You can, in
yeah.
effect, bring your blood pressure down. And then you find out you get panicky when you go to the doctors because they always end up wanting to poke things into you. You can superficially raise your blood pressure because you're in a doctor's office. That's vibrational.
Mm-hmm.
You see? You take activities. You go up a bunch of stairs. You can get your heart pumping because you're using more. It's a balance. But it doesn't change your vibration. You're just pumping more blood. If you're running or something, you're just get up a good head of steam, get your heat going. That's just that balance, but it's still within the confines of your vibration. So with this information here, you would never have, ever have a myocardial infarction. Your pump would never blow because it would be the consistent normal run. Drains that are used often never clog. It's only those that you don't use and don't use and don't use or use intermittently. Those are the ones that get crap in them and clog up. So the more you practice this process, the more fluid and easier it will flow. To the point where you can take it a glance and triangulate instantly. And then you will no longer be triangulating, you'll be knowing.
Wow. Now that's some power.
And that's what we said from itch. If you can't remember, triangulate. If you know, there's no need to triangulate. But if you use triangulation as a way for you to know, all the better.
Mm-hmm.
See, if you had to prove that you could produce an orgasm, you may never have sex. You aren't having sex for the orgasm. You're having sex for the fun of the contrast of getting to the orgasm, aren't you?
Uh-huh.
And that's what this is. You're playing with yourself here, and that's all right. We like that. We think that's fine. We think that's very fine, because then you get good at it.
Yeah, I've just got to start continuing to work through it work it out.
But you're doing fine. Don't work through it. Enjoy the process of validating it, because now you've got your formula together.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
See, now you,
well, that's
now
right.
You know, now you know how to knock the little man out of the boat.
I've got another random question of something.
Yes, go right ahead.
Week, okay. So you're aware of, obviously, that remember that course I took months ago? That Market Maker Forex course?
Uh-huh. Yeah, the Horseshoes and Hand Grenade course.
Yeah, the Horseshoes and Hand Grenades course. Mm-hmm. So his forum, he did a webinar on the course via the internet like 2 weeks ago.
Right.
And it was all like live streamed on the net, and I watched it.
Uh-huh.
And someone hacked it and is now selling it, trying to sell it online.
Right.
Okay. Is that somebody who has paid for it and has signed up and is selling it, or is it someone who hacked in outside of the group and is selling it?
And they hacked in outside of the group and is selling it.
That's what it is. Someone hacked in.
Oh, yeah.
So,
you can trace
because,
the IP.
Yeah, like the only site it's on is on tradetowin.com. And I guess, yeah, some guy just hacked in and recorded and is selling it. I'm sure he can figure out how to trace the IP.
Well, who cares? It's not worth stealing. It makes no difference. I mean, give it to everybody. Screw the thieves. We'll make it available for free.
So now when it comes down to like a quicker position with this stuff, like, for example, this thing I was trying to calculate 29 days, am I going to have the same inaccuracies? Like, ultimately, the goal is to take the inaccuracies out of the equation.
No. There is no inaccuracies. You hit it. You just didn't hit it on the point. You didn't hit it on the head. You hit it. So there's no inaccuracies. It's just adjusting your bias. Now you can adjust your bias. So there is nothing inaccurate. You hit it. You've proved
but
it.
But once I get it set, and once I've got a more of a solidified, like basically – every single time I perform it, there isn't going to be nuances for every specific equation. After a certain amount of time, I'm going to solidify it, and I'm going to be able to apply it, and there's not, like, all of these, like, nuances, correct?
Yes. Yes, that's right. And at that stage, you'll no longer ask us which way to do it in the looky box. Remember, because that's where we refuse to engage, is to tell you what kind of graphing calculator, how it applies, and blah, 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 blah. We refuse. That's for you to decide. That's your choice. Once you work it out, then it's no problem. Apply it that way. But then don't do a fucking webinar on it. Obviously.
No, obviously. Okay, so so next week I should pick a new couple pairs, and I just want to work through it, and I'll go over some stuff that I practiced.
Hey, Nelson, there won't be next week. You won't be able to have a session until September. We're taking a break.
Really?
Yeah.
A break?
Well, we're in charge now. We got to do stuff.
A break? You mean you're busy?
Yeah. We're taking a break from doing nothing to doing something.
Oh, okay. So you don't have – I can't book a session until September?
Yeah. Another 3 weeks, I guess it would be. Yeah, first week of September.
Okay. So,
they're booking in fast, so it's great fun. But now you got some play time to interplay. So now you got your mark. Play with it. Because, see, you could just go voracious with this, Nelson, because now you've got the most volatile market ever, 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 ever to play with. So, see, here's what was happening. Do you remember when you were first doing it and you were like, this can't be right? It can't be 500 fucking pips off, right?
Uh-huh. Yes.
Now you live in a world with a market where that's very, 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 very logical.
Yeah.
Now. But up until now, it wasn't. So it made you think you were doing something wrong. And, baby, you weren't doing anything wrong. It just had to catch up to you. And we had to make sure you knew what you were doing with your pee-pee before we turned you loose. Because it could get sad fast. Because last thing we want on this planet is those coming into their power hurt.
You're welcome, Nelson.
You're welcome.
Yeah, well, thank you. Thank you. I know you're looking out for the...
For you. Fuck everybody else. We're looking after you. Because you're the only one that matters, because that's who you're talking to, is you. So, good.
Other than the tangent, was there any step of that equation when we ran through it that was going to cause some trouble?
Never.
Right?
Just always watch your minus sign, minus cosine of C, because you're easy to be sloppy there. Don't be sloppy. You're very precise with A, and you're okay good with B, but C, kind of like, well, it is. No. You can now be a neurotic with C as well.
Uh-huh.
Do you see? That? Do you see? Do you see, Nelson?
Yeah.
Because that's your mystery landscape.
Mm-hmm.
C is the mystery landscape. C is the new horizon, and it'll be your vibrational perspective to what the market will be. Uh-oh. B, C,
uh-huh.
A. We may be on to something here.
So I guess, Bob, what is your major focus over the next couple of weeks is the coal fusion stuff?
No, well, we run the economy now. I mean, this has been the end of the world the last week. End of every world, way beyond the 10 kings and the toes. They're gone, and we're left standing. Because we happen to have a world monopoly on the extension of non-physical. Not non-physical, but the extension of it. And that's what the world's going to rely on now. So we have to do some... We have a few people we have to greet.
Wow, that's pretty interesting.
Oh, yeah. It's
Hey, Nelson.
Yeah.
Can you picture a world where everybody on the planet forfeited their IP address for a day?
I don't know. No, I guess I can't.
Welcome to our world.
Well... So this week represents a major shift.
It ain't major to us. We knew it from the beginning of ever. It's just that the human creators got involved to such a place now to where now, no matter where the bear shits, somebody will be able to smell it.
So who, in terms of the world landscape, is at the top that is going to now recognize that... That non-physical and stuff is needs like am I missing something?
No,
we'll even answer that. That's a degree of separation question, but we'll answer it. That's easy, Bob. It took us 40 years to convince Bob, and now we have. So y'all on your own. We said from it when Bob gets it, get out of the way. And you're doing very well, very well. Welcome to Dobstown. Just make sure you get your passport stamped.
So who's at the top, right? Like, who is left at the top?
Bob.
Me. That Dobstown. Karen's there to give us back massages, you know.
And sign the ice cream checks, Bob. Don't forget that.
Yeah, she's by Margaret Stewart, McLuhan's great secretary. She's the one who tells me what day it is.
She might become.
No, you are right in the middle of the top right now.
She might become Margaret Thatcher and have a little statement like, "We will blow up your sheet."
Nelson, you are. What Obama and them are doing are not, they're not doing what you're engaging in this past hour and a half. This is the highest levels of deliberation going on about what to do once money has been canceled. Money was public property since the 30s. Then the digital money was public property. That's why to be known like Warren Buffett, you're just a figure of abuse. Now that's gone. Digital money's gone. And you're going to feel in Canada real quickly. You're going to feel in Canada real quickly.
You already are. You just don't know it.
what's the shift going to be to? Like, what's going to be the next form of currency?
What we decide.
You'll have to ask.
Yeah,
Bob.
What I decide. And we're offering new extensions of non-physical. Our RNA drops is one. Plus, we got another three other products, which even more powerful.
That's all that is good.
That's massage oil.
Basically. It's good for you.
So you're basically
you.
Saying that currency as a whole is going to disappear?
It has to.
Into a new kind of currency, which is not what you call paper exchange
or
virtual exchange.
Or what it really is. Power.
Yeah,
they're
power.
They're using money as authority, and it is not. And that's why the big boys are sucking hind tit.
And you're right to say coal fusion. That's a metaphor for what would be the new power, the new currency, the new means of exchange.
Well, I guess that, I don't know. It's going to be interesting to watch, I guess.
You're directly involved, Nelson.
You don't watch it. You run it.
I know, but like, I just don't feel like.
Don't feel. Fuck that. Then you triangulate it. Don't worry about that. You're going to start to sound like Donald Rumsfeld. Well, we don't know what we don't know. I mean, it's ridiculous.
Nelson, just re-listen the next few weeks, this session, maybe the last one, but especially this session. You have been brought into a new level on this session.
At the near the beginning.
The whole thing. No, right up to now.
Yeah, no, I know the whole thing, but yeah.
No, you listen to it and take... and realize the echoes of it, what it means for you.
Mm-hmm.
Get
your
father to listen to it.
Your daddy could have been where you are, but he chose a different way.
Yeah, now you're there, Nelson, and you might as well tell him. You sit him down and say, Dad, I got a birthday present for you. That's right. So here it is. You're going to give him a birthday present. Dad, I got the best album you've ever heard. And you're going to sit him down. And you don't tell him much. You just start playing it. And he has to stay there and hear the whole thing. And he's going to, you know, just watch what happens. And then you're free of him. Once you tell him you're free of that hold, whatever it is, and the 10 crowns of Egypt or the 10 toes of Europe, you'll be free of that.
And then you can have some squidbillies where early comes in and says, and don't never, not never, shoot at no gas cans in the house in an unventilated environment. And they say, okay, shut the windows. And he starts shooting at the gas can and goes, ooh, there it is. And then he tells the Rusty, he says, happy birthday.
You know Squidbillies, Nelson? You know what we're talking about, the cartoons?
I don't know Squidbillies.
Yeah, look it up, an Adult Swim.
Adults and squid, well, even on YouTube, just squidbillies.
Yeah. It's,
so, like, if you don't mind, like, what's your plan then? What's the plan?
I we'll let you know. We're doing
what
it.
What has Bob been telling you for the last four days than you've been alive?
Yeah.
Get your passport stamped.
Have your apostle pre-approved, and all will be good. But see, here, Nelson, you have embraced your non-physical baby. That's the good news. You're not on the outside. You're further in than many. Okay?
And your father didn't. He thought he did, but he didn't.
But he chose. He just chose. It's no problem. It's no problem. It's all right. Ain't nobody hurt. It's fine. It is what it is. It's all good. But
how do you get involved with the cold fusion stuff and bring that into the forefront and not just wreak a bunch of bullshit from the oil industry?
You do it very carefully. We announced it on June 22nd. Go listen to that show. And we tied it to Frank Zappa's Uncle Meat album in 1969. Now, that was carefully planned to do that. You make yourself look pretty silly on purpose. It's a terrorist act to bring in cold fusion, Nelson. You will be nuked.
You,
and we know that.
and it's great because we're counting on it.
Yeah.
It's going to be the biggest shift ever.
Yeah. Call it the second coming.
And this, and because the world system is so fundamentally in play, you're welcome. You create. They're creating a vacuum so that
yeah.
you fit. They are creating the vacuum where everybody kind of like going, well, screw this. I mean, if Obama ain't going to give me my welfare checks, I quit. And then the little blue-haired ladies start tearing up Washington and selling shit on the eBay. You know, it's all great fun.
Okay, so let's leave it at that, Nelson. We've gone way over, and I'll talk to you a bit before we hang up after.
Therefore,
okay.
We are totally, deliciously, happily, and forever, Fred Imus.